About 300 million people worldwide are celebrating Nowruz, the traditional Persian festival of New Year and the coming of spring. Sunday is the last day of the nearly two-week festival, with celebrations in the Balkans, the Black Sea, the Caspian Sea regions, and of course, Iran and the millions of Iranians living in exile. Sizdeh Bedar is what Iranians call this last day of Nowruz, marked by picnics and the strong smells of sprouting crocuses, hyacinths, tulips, and grassy mountainsides painted in flower petal brilliance before the summer heat dries and dulls the landscape. At least that's how I remember my first Nowruz decades ago as a reporter in Mashhad, Iran, city of gold domes and grand hospitality, even in the middle of the U.S.-Iranian tensions in the 1980s. And those tensions certainly haven't gone anywhere, which is why each year, and this year, Louisa Shafia, a chef, food writer, and author of The New Persian Kitchen, says she hopes the fragrant saffron and the other smells and tastes of the holiday will remind people to rise above national politics and remember that we are all more alike than we are different.
I feel like Nowruz is a really great opportunity for people to see just the beautiful culture of Iran and the nature of Iranians, really. It's about nature, it's about hospitality, it's about family and eating really good food, which of course is a really powerful way to build bridges with people. I mean, it's sort of the way that I have always reached people, is just showing them how beautiful and delicious this food is and the ancient traditions that go along with it and everything that the Persian culture is about.
Now, how do you celebrate in Nashville?
This year, actually, I partnered with a local restaurant here called Butcher and Bee, and we did a beautiful Persian Nowruz meal, and it was actually a fundraiser for a local nonprofit here called the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, who are working to help people in the wake of the recent immigrant ban. So it was a really wonderful way to celebrate with a whole room of people and everyone excited to learn about Persian food and also, you know, help in this cause.
With the travel ban in mind, any young person in your family, have they said anything which takes you aback in terms of, hey, what's going on here?
Well, so my family is here with all different kinds of statuses. I mean, my dad is a naturalized citizen, but I have a lot of family here, and some people are students that are here on student visas. Some people are here with green cards. And then, of course, there's people like me that were born here in the U.S. So we all have different situations, but for sure, people that are here with just a visa have lots of question marks. And, you know, my two cousins that just come to mind right now are both engineers and studying to further their degrees. And, you know, they're people that felt like their skills would be needed here in the U.S. And to be told that there's a good chance that they might get sent back to Iran just for political reasons is, you know, it's really sad. And it's been really surprising. I have to say that even people like me with Iranian heritage and that have an Iranian last name or a Muslim last name, things feel different. And I definitely feel, you know, some second thoughts about flying now. And are people like me going to be pulled aside just because our name is a little bit different? There's a lot of uncertainty right now.
Your father is an expat. His lifetime really spans a very troubled history of Iran insofar as its relationship with the United States is concerned. How do you feel right now, or how does he feel?
My dad came here before the Iranian Revolution, and so his perspective is very long and wide. I really only came to consciousness about Iran and politics in 1979 when I was a kid and the revolution happened. And all of a sudden, my dad and mom stopped saying that we were Iranian and Persian. And I remember people asking my dad what his accent was and him trying to play himself off as German, which didn't really work. But I can't help but feel really hopeful for our future. I was very encouraged by the nuclear treaty that went through in this past year, and I felt like that really was a great opening for the U.S. and Iran to move forward. Iranians love Americans. If anyone gets the chance to go over to Iran, they will hug you and tell you how happy they are that you made the trip. And I feel like that spirit has just, it's got to be infectious, and it's got to mean something good for our two countries moving forward, because the other option is just, it's just too unfortunate to contemplate.
What are you preparing for Nowruz this year?
Well, I have done a lot of Nowruz cooking already. What I have been making is kuku sabzi, which is a baked egg dish, and it's full of green herbs, fresh green herbs, to symbolize spring and new life, which is what Nowruz is all about. And I like to add ground walnuts and rose petals to really beautiful and fragrant Persian ingredients. Also, I have a recipe for ash-e-reshte, which is really easy to make. You just throw in a bunch of different beans and noodles, and then it gets lots of fresh herbs and even dried herbs. So it's a mix of those two. So in the end, you have this really rich bouquet of herbs, and then it gets topped with caramelized onions. And then also I wanted to share my recipe for sabzi polo, green rice with herbs and with pistachios. And part of Nowruz is that you set out something called a haftsin table, which has 7 foods that begin with S on it, including garlic, vinegar, sumac, all things that begin with S in Farsi. And one thing that you also include on this table is either a book of poetry by Hafez, one of the most celebrated Persian poets who lived in, I want to say, the 13th century in Shiraz.
Great poet.
Or you can put out a copy of the Quran. So it's kind of up to the way that people want to interpret it. But it's really a shared holiday for everybody.
Louisa, thanks so much for sharing them with me.
Thanks, John. Great to talk with you. Nowruz Mubarak.
Thank you so much. Louisa Shafia is a chef, food writer, and author of The New Persian Kitchen. She spoke to us from Nashville, Tennessee.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.